Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Brother One
and Brother Two
from Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress. That's almost 3,000 hours. Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show. Thank you for joining us. Happy Saturday. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm so good. It is so good to be with you, as always. And, you know, the housing market right now is so interesting because with what the Fed is doing, with, you know, we're trying to slow things down a little bit, interest rates are going up, people are worried, things just cost more because of inflation. And so it's having this interesting effect on the housing market, where at one point we were like banging down doors to get houses, and we still are, but it's cooling a little bit.
It is definitely cooling, and I think interest rates are playing a big part in that, which is not always a bad thing. There are still tons of homes on the market. The supply and demand, specifically here in Utah, is still strong. However, instead of getting 7 to 10 to 20 offers on a property, you're now seeing one or two. I did actually do some research this last week about what is going on from last year to this year. So let's first talk about the Heber and Midway area. There are currently 178 total properties on the market, and that is down about 16.3% of pending transactions, and sold transactions are down approximately 15.6%.
So less people even putting their homes on the market.
Exactly. So less homes are being put on the market, less homes are being under contract, and less homes are being sold, which is not always a bad thing.
Right.
Utah is still a very, very, very strong market. And we're going to prove that here in just a minute.
And we still have more buyers than sellers, right?
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
Yes. And specifically in construction, right? All of the new homes, builders still cannot keep up with the demand in most areas throughout the Wasatch Front. Park City, there are 225 properties on the market, which is not a ton. 18 of those are under contract. That is down 9.8% from a year ago, and 23 sold, which is down about 12.5%. So again, you know, not numbers to be alarmed at, but definitely some difference between right now versus July of last year. Snyderville, there were 425 properties on the market, 41 pending sales, down 12.9%, 65 sold, so it's down 20.4% in actual closed transactions. Okay, then we move to Davis County. There are currently 1,900 total properties on the market, 352 are under contract. That is down, this is actually some of the larger numbers, that is down over 30%, 30.2%.
Wow.
And solds are 35.4% down. So that's probably our largest area. Salt Lake County, 6,361 total properties on the market, down 31% in pending transactions and sold transactions, we are almost 36% down. So Salt Lake County, again, one of our largest differences from last year to this year.
So essentially we're seeing a 30% drop in home sales in like Davis and Salt Lake counties.
Exactly, over a year ago. Yeah. But last year was COVID and recovering from all of that, and it was all about your home. People had canceled their vacations, and so all of that money was now being infused in upsizing, downsizing, or right-sizing your home.
Remember when we had to do things like, oh, let me tell you my life story so you pick me to buy your house instead of the neighbor.
Fill out an entire resume with photos and really tug at those heartstrings so that
Didn't
seller would pick
I'm
your
a needy
family.
Yeah.
We're such great neighbors. Please pick us. Okay, on with the list. Utah County, 4,953 total properties on the market right now. 817 of those are under contract. It is down 25.4%, and 914 sold, down 28%. Last but not least, we have St. George. There are 1,033 total properties currently on the market. 169 are under contract. That is down 24.8%, and 183 sold, down 26.9%. So not as large as Salt Lake, but still, those are significant numbers. And even I, who get all of the stats, not only on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, but oftentimes a daily basis, I was even surprised at these numbers based off of a year ago. Not to say the housing market is still very, very, very strong here in Utah. So don't be alarmed. Don't be worried. I think people are really just considering either building new or they're staying where they are and they're remodeling. Because the prices, I'm seeing more and more people interested in redoing their kitchens, redoing their bathrooms, adding an additional garage, adding that outdoor space that they've always wanted, and really improving their current home that they have, and then spending that equity on maybe a new car or other things that they've always wanted to buy.
Well, and this was always the plan, right? This was what the Fed said they were going to do. Cool things off, slow it down. Hopefully less borrowing means less, just less money in the market, right? Which slows it all down.
Which is all of that. So if you are considering remodeling your home based off of these construction and real estate market numbers, should you hire a designer to help you? And we're going to talk just a few minutes about that. You have probably a lot of your own ideas about what you want your dream home to look like, and you can go ahead and spend your money as you see fit. However, sometimes as an interior designer in the Utah area, we go in and fix a lot of the things that you have tried to DIY yourself that didn't quite work out how you had planned. A lot of times that might be even repainting your entire home. And when you were looking at that swatch on a 1-inch by 1-inch card, you thought it was going to look great in your home and it didn't turn out quite right. So that's tens of thousands of dollars sometimes wasted. Some of the best online sources right now are House and Pinterest to get some house ideas for your home. However, things online and on websites oftentimes look a lot different than they will on your specific wall. So getting someone that is experienced that can help you realize what possibly will work in your home and what won't.
I hate how
always a great idea.
That happens too. I wanted a cream headboard from a new king bed, and what I got was not cream. And I just kept it because I didn't want to deal with like returning a huge king size headboard. But I'm just like, that picture online does not look like what showed up on my doorstep.
And so many times we'll buy clothes online and we return them because it didn't quite work out. But a lot of the things that you'll buy online, as far as furnishings, it's expensive. It's not like it's easy to return a sofa or a sideboard or a bed, like
sometimes,
you're saying.
Yeah, the returning is more work than the buying, obviously.
Yes.
So just keep it.
Just keep it. Exactly. So there are so many different challenges like space, function, placement, lighting, all of those things that you need to keep in mind. Making sure that the scale is correct. That's probably the number one problem I deal with as an interior designer is people just don't understand scale. It may look great online. They have not measured it in their home. And so
Guilty.
Oftentimes things are apartment size and they should be big custom home size, and it's never going to look right. So that's not okay. A designer can help you address those needs before the construction, before the remodeling even starts, which saves so much time and so much money. One of the number one things that I've also seen with homeowners is just making sure that they've talked to a contractor. If you are planning on doing significant remodeling, if you're ripping out walls or punching holes in walls, you want to make sure that that's not a bearing wall. So make sure that you have done your research before you even start to make sure that you know what you're doing. Yes, you do have different rules and regulations within each city. You want to make sure that you're complying with those, that you understand the costs before you get started. And we want to make sure that your dream home will not be a nightmare for you.
Yeah. And that's important too, because in the long run, you may save money. You may think, oh, hiring someone like Heather would be really expensive. But what if you make a zillion mistakes along the way that end up costing you more than just hiring Heather in the first place?
And it's a 1-hour interior design consultation. It's $85 to have one of our dream team people come out to your home.
Yeah, I love it. Heather Osmond, Osmond Designs, that's where you can find her. She's online too. You can find her information. We'll take a break and more on the Home Show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. And Heather, it's your Super Bowl week. It's when the parade of homes starts in Salt Lake County. You've already done Utah Valley, so you've checked one off your list. Now you're into Salt Lake County. What do you have, like 18 homes in the parade or something that you're decorating?
Lindsay, you are so sweet. There's actually 18 homes total parade. Total. There's also 3 virtual homes, which means you can only view them online, but it is going to be a great parade. Today, we're going to talk about some frequently asked questions that I oftentimes get asked. What is a parade home? If you're listening to the show, we've talked about parade homes quite a bit. You may or may not have even been to a parade. You may or may not even heard of what a parade is. In Utah, it is like the Super Bowl. It's the hottest ticket in town, and it is so much fun. It's exactly what you have come to expect for the past 75 years. Can you believe this? Your moms went, your grandmas went. Utah was actually, the Salt Lake Parade actually was the very first parade in the entire country. And that's something to be really proud of.
That is cool.
Each home is built and finished just in time to be showcased in the Parade of Homes. And sometimes they're a little late. They're a little delayed. Very few and far between. They finish early. It's always a sprint to the finish. But sometimes these homes are for sale, and oftentimes they have been built with an owner in mind. Either way, you get to come and enjoy some really fun ideas that come from visiting a home. There's, of course, ways to see brand new homes and new unique ideas online, but there's nothing like actually walking through a home. The Parade of Homes tickets for Salt Lake this year are only $20 per ticket. And Osmond Design Stores in Orem and Lehigh, we have discount tickets available. You also receive a free tote bag and a free lanyard if you come into the store, which is awesome.
Always need that tote bag when you're at the Parade of
Always
Homes.
Always so good.
Because they do the things in the garage with the free stuff.
All your free stuff, yeah. The brochures, your magazine, so you know where you're going. Yeah. You just keep it all in that little tote, which is awesome. They will not be selling any tickets at the home. So you can purchase them at Osmond Designs, or you can purchase them on the Salt Lake Parade of Homes website.
So you can't just show up at a home and get in. You've got to have a ticket ahead of time.
No, they're going to make it hard for you to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Utah, of course, we have lots of kids. This year, children 2 years and under are free, and 3 years and older require a regular admissions ticket. I will tell you, bringing small young kids to the parade is never a good idea. Oh, not for the child and not for the homeowner and not for you as a parent. It's hard to be able to watch your kids as they're terrorizing this brand new home.
And have you ever tried to keep a three-year-old off of a cool bed in a room?
You are not going to enjoy the parade. So take my advice for that. I have four kids. I've tried. It does not work. Yeah. So, okay. So redeeming your tickets that you purchase online, after purchasing your tickets, a confirmation email will be sent to the email address that you entered when the purchase was made. So it's easier than it's ever been to have that online. But of course, you always have to worry about, well, what if my cell phone battery dies? What if I can't find the email? I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong. I personally am just, I love that paper ticket. Mm-hmm. You just have it. You can have it online as well. But oftentimes they do go to the junk mailbox or the spam if there's not confirmation in your regular inbox. So there are some challenges. If you're tech savvy, it's awesome. But if not, you know, find one of your kids to help you. Okay. Parade app. Let's talk a little bit about this.
Oh, I love the app.
I love the app. It's the coolest invention. So it works on all of the smartphones and it does download to Android and iPhones. And it is Salt Lake Home Builders Association. You can also search for Salt Lake Parade of Homes. It allows you to view the images and the detailed info on every home that has been submitted by the builder. And you get turn-by-turn directions.
Yeah, you don't want to spend your time trying to find the homes.
No, and there's a lot.
Yeah, and you can cluster them together and be like, all right, I can go to these three in Holiday today, but tomorrow I'll hit the ones out in Riverton kind of thing.
You got it. And you can even rate the homes and comment on them. You can save a digital copy of your ticket to your smartphone using the app. And all of that is absolutely fantastic. Where can I get a map for the homes is a question I get asked quite often. And there's actually a map on the Parade of Homes map tab in the bar located at the top of the page on the website. So again, there's a map tab. I can. You can also view the map by clicking the icon map of homes located on the homepage just below the slideshow. But again, like Lindsay was saying, go to one home, go to five homes, go to whatever works in your schedule at the time and just cluster those and it will be just a really, really fun time for you. Okay, how long is the Parade of Homes ticket good for? A parade ticket is valid for the duration of the parade. So it started yesterday and it goes to August 14th. So it's just a little over 2 weeks long, which for $20, like that's a killer deal. And you have until noon and 9 p.m. every single day except for Sunday and Monday. So you have 9 hours a day to go look at these homes whenever it is most convenient for you. And it's absolutely incredible. We also wanted to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends. They will handle all of your construction loan needs. If you are planning on building a home, please check them out. If you're planning on remodeling your home and you need a home equity line, check out Central Bank. They have been strong and investing in our community for over 130 years. So proud to be supporters of the parade.
And swing by Osmond Designs in Lehigh and Orem to get your discounted Salt Lake Parade of Homes tickets there. $3 off plus you're saving that dollar online fee that you got to pay when you get them online. So Osmond Designs have stores in Lehigh and Orem. We'll take a break more with Heather when we come back on the Home Show.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in
to The Home Show today. Thank you for joining us every Saturday here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. And we chat about the housing market. We chat about interior design. We talk about all the things related to the housing market and homes here in the great state of Utah. Heather, it's Parade of Home season, which is just like the culmination of your year, I imagine.
It sure is. You know, we start a year in advance to get these homes ready for not only the St. George Parade, the Utah Valley Parade, and now the Salt Lake Parade. It just opened up yesterday, and it goes until August 13th, and the hours of operation are from noon to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday and Monday, to give those poor builders a break from all of this marketing and to spend time with their families. But if you have not been to the parade, it's not too late. It is time to start. You won't regret it. And really, once you get started, you're in trouble. You're kind of going to be a little bit addicted, I'm just saying.
I know. And you always tell me not to get depressed at the Parade of Homes, because I go and I'm like, wah, wah.
Don't be depressed,
Lindsay.
I don't
design like this, and I can't afford any of this. But I really want to go this year because I'm in a home renovation mood. Sometimes I have to be in the mood to like put in the effort to paint walls, and
right.
You know, it takes some work. So I feel like the timing is ripe for me this year to combine my urge to redo my house with the parade. It's like Pinterest come to life.
It sure is. And I think one of the largest and biggest categories for parade attendees that they love is paint. There is an entire home that is painted a great color that, you know, when you go to the paint store, you get to pick off a little 1-inch by 1-inch paper sample. But when you can see it in a 5,000 square foot home, you know you love it. And that's what you want to do in your home. And it makes all the difference in the world. You're saving thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars from not making the right choices and things that you love in seeing it in real life, not on your computer screen. And that's why the Parade of Homes is so great. Not only is it paint, it's furnishings. You get to see the sofas, the dining tables, you know, the bedrooms. Lindsay, I know you just bought a new bedroom set.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to fall in love with it and find out where it came from and then go to that vendor and order one just specifically for you. I know for the Parade of Homes, people save these magazines for years and years and years. And I would say at least, you know, every other day at one of our stores, we have a customer come in with a photo on their phone and they mention, I saw this 2 years ago, or I saw this last month or whatever, and I want this for my home. Do you still have it? And can you get it for me? So again, that's all because of the Parade of Homes. I love, love, love every part of it. I can't stop talking about it. I'm like a kid in a candy store when it comes to the Parade of Homes. We are title sponsor for the Utah Valley Parade of Homes with Central Bank. We're sure proud of that. For Salt Lake this year, we are able to sell discount tickets at our stores. You will also receive a free lanyard and a free bag with those ticket purchases. And of course, the magazine, which is amazing.
Yeah. And Heather, I'm not like you where I can't picture a room like how I want it to be. I can't like visualize oh, this is just the couch I need, and this is the paint color, and this nightstand will go with this. I need to see it, and then I can take a picture and say, I'm going to do that.
I want it exactly like this.
I'm going to recreate this on a Target budget. But
it's so true.
I think the parade is so good for that, because you can go in and, like I said, it's Pinterest come to life. You can literally see what a room can look like. I take pictures of the rooms or anything that strikes my fancy, and then I try to recreate that look.
I think it's amazing. And don't get discouraged. Like you were talking about, Lindsay, we're not all on the same budget, which is absolutely fine. We have, you know, the dream extreme homes, as I would describe them, the gorgeous homes that are owned by the rich and famous that are always fun to go and look at, of course. But we also have price points that everyone can afford. And they're all over the valley. So there may even just be a neighborhood that you drive by that you go, I love it. I need to buy a house here.
Just kidding. I never decorate with my home with Target. I only use Osmond Designs.
You're so cute, Lindsay. We love you at Osmond Designs. It's always so fun to see you. So when you're trying to look for these homes, you know, let's say you want to go to the parade today. You've purchased your tickets at Osmond Designs this weekend. How do you view the addresses of the home? Like, how do you even know where to go? How do you know to start? At Osmond Designs, we do have those parade magazines, which will get you to the first home. But the addresses of each home will also be available online and on the Salt Lake Home Builders Association app on your smartphone.
I love the app because
it's always so great.
Yeah, just cluster them and make sure you're being economical with your time.
Exactly. Time is money.
Yeah.
So all of these home images are listed under the tab View Homes. So check out that app. Photography has also been done on each and every home that is in the parade. So you can view most of these homes online on their website before you even spend your time and your gas to drive to the home. Because oftentimes you'll know, I don't even want to waste my time to go see that home. There's nothing that I'm excited about. And you can really hone down your time and make a plan based off of those images online. Or there may be a home that you definitely do want to see that maybe you didn't think you wanted to see until you looked at that website. So make sure you do that. Another question I always get asked is photography allowed in the homes? And yes, as a parade goer, you purchase that ticket and you are allowed to take photos of the homes that you visit. So take your photo of your favorite backsplash, your favorite shower, your favorite, you know, feature. Maybe it's a secret hidden door for the pantry that you just love that you want to incorporate. And then you can feel free to share the photos you have taken on. And then feel free to share the photos you have taken on your Instagram and your Pinterest pages. We always love that extra
hashtag
advertising. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends. That's always awesome.
Hashtag Osmond Designs.
Oh, yeah. Please tag Osmond Designs. Yes. Another question I always get asked is, can I see the parade of homes more than once, or do I have to buy another ticket? And each parade ticket allows the parade goer 2 re-entries. This means that you can visit each home one time and then take your best friend, take your husband, whatever that may be, a second time. And if you're really nice to the builder, sometimes they'll even let you come back a third time if there's a reason why you need to see that home, or maybe you need to talk to that builder specifically about maybe building a home for you and you want to bring your plans. The great thing is most of these builders are actually in the homes during the hours of the parade, which getting time with the builder right now is actually really, really difficult because they're so busy. So
that's a really good point.
If they are just hanging out in the home, definitely take time to visit with them and ask them their questions and anything that you may need for your specific home, even if it's remodeling. So that's awesome.
Now I'm thinking, who can I hire while I'm there? Because that's half the battle of remodeling is finding somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you need a builder that has connections, that has subcontractors that they work with frequently so that they'll actually show up to your home specifically if it's a very, very small project. Mm-hmm. Most of these subcontractors don't want to waste their time on. Also in the Salt Lake Parade, which is unique to the Salt Lake Parade of Homes, they have builder models. Something that is also very unique to the Salt Lake Parade of Homes is that they include builder model homes in their Parade of Homes. So it's a home category that was added just a few years ago. There are many benefits of having these homes in the parade, but some of the specific benefits that I like is the builder models often showcase some of the latest trends in design. Builders seem to be a little more edgy for their models than maybe a homeowner would be because the homeowner is too nervous that they may not like that in a few years. So I do love that about the builder models. And then also having the model home in the parade will let you shop when the lot time or those specific office hours are normally closed. So I really like that as well. It's just convenience. If you are a neighbor of one of those model homes, be prepared because you will have a lot more traffic in those models than they normally would. But not only are people buying those for their own personal residence, but they're also attracting a lot of investors. So get on the list. Oftentimes, these builders are not keeping up with the demand, and they will let you know when those homes are available to purchase, and you can rent those out and make some really great money. Even if you just cover that monthly payment, the equity that you will be gaining in a year or 2 years will be a great investment for you.
But are any of the parade homes for sale?
Yes, oftentimes they are. Yes. So builders will do a lot of spec homes. And I would say 90% of the time, my experience is they sell during the parade.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I was always thinking it was somebody's home they built and then it goes in the parade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oftentimes it is homeowners. And the reason why people enter their homes in the parade is because of the discounts they receive. Mm-hmm. Not only appliance discounts. I mean, those are sometimes even 25% off the list price, which can be a significant amount if you're buying the commercial and the Viking, the Sub-Zeros, all of those. But almost every vendor that they work with will give you some kind of discount for the parade.
Yeah.
Which adds up, right? Yeah. Or they'll at least give you free upgrades or something to be associated with that, because there is great advertising in that.
Could they knock down my current house and build a parade home on my current lot?
There you go.
Yeah, let's do that.
A lot of remodels are actually starting to be in the parade as well. So you'll see the before pictures and the after pictures. So that's kind of a cool creative thing that they've been doing. Of course, there are COVID safety precautions. So if you're nervous about that, wear your mask, wear your booties. I know every single builder is trying to make sure that they're clean. We're recommending that people refrain from touching everything in the parade so that we can keep it as clean as possible. And of course, if you're feeling sick, don't come to the parade, just view it online. You can buy that ticket and look at everything from the comfort of your kitchen table, which is awesome. But definitely come check out the Parade of Homes. We have discount tickets available at the Osmond Designs Orem and the Lehigh locations. You won't regret it.
Yeah, swing by, grab your discounted tickets. It's going to be a fun couple of weeks going through August 13th. Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs. You'll see her work in the Salt Lake Parade of Homes because she designs these homes, guys, and they're fantastic. We'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back in to the Home Show. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She's the owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. She has stores in Lehigh and in Orem. She started this thing from the ground up years and years ago when her kids were babies. We've talked about that too, how you were a mother and started this whole business from the ground up here in Utah.
It's crazy to think about, Lindsay, but right? It's definitely something I am passionate about. It has been successful because I feel like there has been a need, obviously. Back when I started Osmond Designs, there were very, very expensive high-end designer stores that had $10,000 sofas and $20,000 sectionals that were beautiful, that I was always discouraged, thinking I will never be able to have that. And then there were the big box stores where they had hundreds and hundreds of the same sofas in the warehouse. And so seven of my neighbors had the same sofa, the same dining table as I did. And I knew there was a better day.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew there was a better way. And that was the humble beginnings of Osmond Designs. And look at us now.
We have two
huge locations, one in Orem, one in Lehigh. We're sure proud of those. Over 22,000 square feet in both of those locations. Plus, we have a 15,000 square foot warehouse. And because of COVID and the pandemic, we actually stocked up on upholstery. So we have containers of upholstery that have shipped from Italy and all over the world, just because we wanted to make sure that we had enough product to sell, because we didn't know when we would be getting it in again with all the foam shortages and fabric and leather shortages. So we have stuff in stock, which I think is really the name of the game right now. No one wants to wait a year for their sectional or 9 months for their sofa. So come in today and we can help you with all of that. Speaking of which, Lindsay, during the Salt Lake Parade of Homes that just started yesterday, a lot of the furniture in these homes is for sale.
Mm. And so it's not just Osmond Designs.
But most of the furniture that is in the homes, if it wasn't purchased at Osmond Designs, we probably can get it for you. No one beats our prices on anything that we sell. And I'm not aware of any furniture store that has more sourcing than we do. Mm-hmm. So we can probably not, if we don't have it in stock, we'll get it ordered for you and get it here as quickly as we can. There are so many possibilities. As we had mentioned in a previous episode, there's nothing like walking into a room and just loving it. You don't know why you love it, but you know you love it. It's so much better than looking at it on a website. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can feel specifically the comfort of the upholstery. I hate buying upholstery if you have not sat in it. I always tell customers, make sure you come in. We need to check the seat depth. Make sure it's the right. Let me fix that. There are a few things specifically about upholstery that we need to double check. Of course, the seat depth, you know, for men and women, that's always different. And to make you happy and your spouse happy, you both probably need to make sure that that's a happy medium. And it's a lot of money. Upholstery is an investment. A large sectional, a great chair, a sofa is something you don't want to have to be rebuying in 6 months or, you know, 2 years. So make sure you splurge. But make sure that you look through the parade. Get there early. Take pictures. Bring them to Osmond Designs. Give us a call. And if it has not sold yet, we'll put your name on it. So when the parade is over, you can pick it up the next day. Or, of course, we're having huge parade of home sales at both of our stores. All of our prices are always, every day, 50% off of retail. And during the Salt Lake Parade of Homes, it is an additional 20% off. Ooh. The entire store, which yeah. we never do, but we have overbought. We have overstock that we're trying to get rid of and get our fall stuff in. So make sure you check us out.
And sometimes I gravitate towards one style because I'm not experienced interior designer. So I tend to gravitate towards that mid-mod, maybe a little boho style.
Yeah.
But then I walk into a parade home and I'm like, oh, this farmhouse is very chic, or oh, this modern style I could live with. But I can't picture it and I don't really gravitate towards that. So that's right. another reason I love the parade and seeing your work in the parade, because I can be like, oh, yeah, I'll take that. Yeah. But I just didn't know I could do that.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't know you liked it
yeah.
until you saw it in
yeah.
person.
Uh-huh.
I 100% agree, Lindsay. And so many people say that. So definitely the Parade of Homes. We're so excited. Come to the Salt Lake Parade of Homes. You will not regret it. Bring your friends. Come check out Osmond Design. Save money on those discount tickets. And the coolest thing is, whoever from KSL Today, let me fix that. And we can't leave today without doing a giveaway. We have two tickets at our Lehigh Osmond Design Store, and we have two tickets at our Orem Osmond Design Store. First person that walks in and says that you heard it on the KSL Home Show today will receive that pair of tickets.
There you go. So if you're in Utah County right now, Lehigh and in Orem, two Osmond Design Stores, one pair of Parade of Homes tickets at each store. So get in there real quick today. And then you can just head right up to Salt Lake and go to Parade of Homes until 9 o'clock tonight. It's so great. Heather Osmond.